所有的权柄都交给我了。 Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。 Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, 教导他们遵守我吩咐你们的一切。记住，我必常与你们同在，一直到世界的末了。 And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word.
主耶稣，谢谢你的珍贵的话语。
We thank you that your word has the power to command and to heal.
谢谢你的话语带有成本，带有能力去命令并且去医治。
We thank you that your word has the power to transform.
谢谢你的话语能力去改变。
So Father, as we come before your throne,
所以天父啊，当我们来到你的施恩宝座前，
We pray that you help us to be attentive to the voice of your Holy Spirit.
我祷告祈求你给我们一个专一的心来听到你的话语。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们在主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We command all distractions to be gone.
我们命令所有的一切障碍、一切的阻挠离开这里。
And that your children are here to listen to you.
所以你的孩子在这里听到你的声音。
So we open our hearts.
所以我们打开我们的心。
We open our ears.
我们打开我们的耳朵。
So speak to us, Lord.
所以主啊，请你给我们向我们说话。
For your servants are listening.
因为你的仆人在仔细的听。
We give glory to you, Jesus.
我们愿把所有的荣耀都归给你，主耶稣。
We lift your name up high, Jesus.
我们要高举你的名，主耶稣。
And the people of God say.
所以大家说
，Amen, Amen and Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God.
大家请坐。
Now, in these few weeks, we've been talking about evangelism.
这几个星期我们在讲宣教。
The first week, we talk about the heart of evangelism, and that is the heart for the lost.
那第一个星期我们讲宣教的心，就是对迷失的人的心意。
And then last week, we then talk about the methods for outreach.
那上个星期我们讲，我们用怎么样去宣教的方式。
Now, it's very important that before we talk about the how and the what, we must understand the why.
这很最重要，就是在为什么跟怎样做的时候，我们必须问自己为什么要做。
We know the reason why is because God loves the world.
我们知道为什么，是因为神爱这个世界。
In Luke 15, we learn that the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son.
在路加福音第十章里头，我们学过迷失的羊。迷失的铜币，然后迷失的世上的人。
And we learn that God proactively look and search for those who are lost.
我们看到神积极的去寻找、去寻求那些世上的人。
And there we see the love of God.
那我们看到神的爱。
And that is the entire reason why we do what we do.
这就是为什么整个原因我们要做我们现在要做的事情。
And today I want to talk to you about the what.
那今天我们要告诉、跟大家分享。什么？为什么？
I want to talk about the purpose of outreach.
我们要跟大家分享为什么我们要去宣教。
There are two reasons I'll give to you today.
今天我要给大家两个原因。
The first is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus.
第一个原因就是为了宣扬耶稣的福音。
And the second is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus.
第二个原因就是为了完成耶稣基督的使命。
So we're going to unpack these two together.
我们今天把这两点放在一起跟大家分享。
Now everyone say proclaim.
大家说宣扬。
But what does the word gospel actually mean?
但福音这个词是什么意思呢？
We're talking about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. What does the word gospel mean?
我们在讲宣扬耶稣基督的福音，那这福音是什么意思？
Now the word gospel actually comes from this Greek word called evangelion.
那福音这个单词是从希腊文牧师发音的，就听到了。
Okay, Evangelion. So that word was normally used when the Roman Emperor had a great battle victory.
这个 Evangelion 是从罗马词用来就说是非常的得胜的，就非常好的消息。
So when they had a big victory for the Roman Emperor, they say this is the gospel. This is the good news.
当罗马军队赢得了很大的胜利的时候，他们就说哦，这是非常的好消息，好的消息就要告诉大家。
And whenever there's this good news.
当这所有的这个好消息来的时候
，from the Roman Emperor，
这从罗马帝国那边皇帝那边有这个好消息传出来的时候
，they would then send the evangelists town to town to proclaim the victory of the emperor。
那他们就会差遣他的仆人去每一个城镇、每一个城镇的过去去宣告。他的皇帝 得胜了这个消息
and the gospel writer then take that word and use it for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那福音书的作者就使用这个词来传扬耶稣已经取胜得胜的消息给每个人。
That's the reason whenever we use the word gospel or proclaiming the gospel,
所以每次我们用这个词福音或者是传扬福音
we are saying that Christ is the true Savior and that He is the true Victor. He has conquered sin and death.
对，我们就是说耶稣是真正的救主，他已经战胜了死亡和旧的权势，他是真正的救我们的神。
And then now God is sending His messengers as the evangelists to proclaim the good news.
现在神差遣他的使者，就像宣扬消息的人去宣告耶稣得胜的消息。
Now how many of you know the Bible says that every one of us has to do the work of an evangelist?
所以为什么圣经里面说我们每个人都要做这个传福音的传教的工作
？So if I were to ask you today,
如果我今天问你。
Who is the evangelist for the gospel of Jesus Christ?
谁是耶稣福音的宣教者呢？
What would you say?
你怎么说呢？
Me.
对，是我。
And you.
你。
You can say to the one next to you, is you.
所以你对你的旁边来说，就是你，这是传福音的宣教者。
Is you.
就是你，就是宣教者。
And me.
是我。
So we understand that the word proclaim. And we...
所以我们知道这个词宣告这个意思。
So in Isaiah 61, it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor."
所以在以赛亚书61章第一节里面说，主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华膏立了我，让我传福音给贫穷的人。
The act of proclamation is a glorious act. It's a big act.
这宣扬这个福音，这个动作是个非常荣耀的事情去做的。
So when the Roman Emperor would send his messenger town to town,
所以当罗马皇帝差遣他的使者每一个城镇、每一个城镇的走过去的时候
，there'll be trumpets,
他那边在吹号
，there'll be marching,
在那边是游行
，there'll be an act of telling people, hey, it's victorious. We are victorious.
这个很大的庆祝的活动告诉大家说，哦，我们已经得胜了。
The act of proclamation is meant to be loud.
那宣告的福音就是非常的大声。
It's never done in secret.
他从来不是很小声的、很秘密的在那边做。
It's never done in a very soft-spoken way.
他是非常没有这很柔软的、很温柔的在那边小小的做。
So when Isaiah 61 said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." To proclaim good news to the poor, it is a big act, a glorious act. It is an obvious act.
所以在以赛亚书63里面说，当耶和华的灵在我身上的时候，当宣告这个福音的时候，那是个很大的、很大的宣扬，公开的告诉大家，是个荣耀的事情。
Now the question then is, what is the gospel of Jesus?
那问题是，耶稣的福音是什么
？What is the good news?
什么是好消息
？Now.I can give you a verse to encapsulate the whole idea.
是我就给你个大概的包括，就整个的概括在一起是什么
？It says that for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
因为那里面说，人子来是要寻找和拯救迷失的人。
That is the gospel in a nutshell.
这就是福音的最自然的原因，就是在这里。
And more than that, I'm going to unpack 3 points about the gospel.
所以更多的要更加的就。牧师就用三点来跟大家分享。
So when you do the work of proclamation, this will help you.
所以当我们去宣扬福音的时候，这里就可以帮助我们去宣扬说我们要讲什么给人家听。
The 3 elements of the gospel is this.
有三个福音的要素在这里是底下的要讲的。
The first is the love of God.
第一点就是神的爱。
Aaron say the love of God.
大家说神的爱。
The Bible says in Romans 5:8.
在罗马书第五章第八节里面说
，It says that God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
但基督却 在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死了，神的上帝的爱就这样显明了。
And then while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，基督已经为我们死了，这就是神的爱在彰显。
The love of God is in such a way that while we were still rebelling against him, that while we still do not know him, that his love draws us to him.
所以神的爱就在这里，当我们还在叛逆上帝，还在是上帝的敌人的时候，他耶稣就已经为我们死了，上帝的爱把我们抓到他的面前。
Love always attracts.
爱总是吸引人家来。
Love always draws near to people.
爱总是把人家接近靠近你。
Love always unites.
爱总是合一的。
You know Christ in the gospel, we read that wherever he is, people gather around him.
所以我们在圣经里面看到，当一基督在什么地方的时候，总是有许多人跟随着他，围着他。
The people that love Jesus the most, interestingly, are the one who is deemed by the society the furthest.
所以我们如果很有兴趣的、很有意思的看到，当那些耶稣所吸引的人，就是那些社会最底层的、被人家最看不起的那些人，被耶稣所吸引。
The most holy one.
那些很圣洁的人
attracts the worst sinners of all.
但是就是那些最最糟糕、最底层、犯了最最大的罪的那些人，最糟糕的人就被耶稣所吸引。
That tells you a little bit about the love of God.
这我们就可以看到一些上帝的爱在哪里。
The love of God attracts you here today.
就今天是因为上帝的爱把你吸引到这里。
The Bible describes that God is love.
那圣经里面。在那边描述上帝就是爱。
The very definition of love is God.
那爱的最大的、最基本的定义，爱就是上帝。
Have you experienced the love of God?
你没有跟大家分享显明上帝的爱呢？
Have you seen someone who has experienced the love of God?
你没看到有些人经历过上帝的爱呢？
I want to encourage you.
今天我要鼓励你。
Share the love of God.
把上帝的爱分享给其他的人。
Share the love of God.
分享上帝的爱。
And the second element about the gospel is the power of God.
那福音的第二个的要素就是神的能力。
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
在哥林多前书第一章里面他写说，因为十字架直到在将要灭亡的人看来是愚昧的，但对我们这些得救的人来说是上帝的大能。
And once again in Romans 1:16 it says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
再是在罗马书的第一章第十六节里面说，我不以福音为耻，因为这福音是上帝的大能，要拯救一切相信他的人。
The gospel doesn't just inform, it transforms.
圣经并不仅只是介绍给大家，而是使人的生命得到改变。
I've experienced it personally.
牧师就个人的经历过所有的这一切。
I'll tell a little bit personal story of my own.
牧师要讲一些他个人的故事。
I grew up in a Christian family.
牧师在一个基督教的家庭当中长大的。
So since young, I go to Sunday school.
自从牧师去了主日学。
It's like kids church for us today.
就好像今天就好像小孩的教会。
I was one of the naughtiest.
那牧师是最淘气的一个小孩。
I don't know why Daniel God always called the naughty one to be a pastor.
所以 Daniel 就不知道为什么说那些最淘气的就会变成牧师。
I remember.So to all the Sunday school teachers,
所以主日学的教师们、老师们
I want to thank every single one of you here.
我为每个人向你们每个人献上感谢跟感恩。
In fact, right now, if you actually serve or teach in children's church, can I get you the stand up?
所以那些在主日学教书的老师，能不能请你站起
来？Come, let's thank them.
让他们看看他们站起来。
Let's thank every one of them.
为他们向感谢他们每个人。
They are the ones who look after your children. Please be seated. Thank you so much.
谢谢你们这些老师。
I was so naughty.
牧师当时是非常的淘气。
I would draw on the wall of the church.
牧师会在教会的墙壁上画画。
I will take the darts and throw at the wall of the church.
然后牧师会把一个小小的箭头就扔在教会的墙上面。
So last couple of weeks ago in a pastoral team meeting.
所以几个星期前，牧师在那个牧师团队在一个开会的时候。
It was informed to me that one of the children was drawing on the church wall.
那有个人就告诉牧师说，有个主日学的小孩在我们的教会的墙上面在画画。
Now among the team members say we must discipline the child.
所以那些团队的人就说，我们必须训练这个小孩。
We must inform the parent.
我们必须告诉他的父母。
I was sitting there.
那牧师就坐在那边。
I was thinking in my heart.
那牧师心头在想。
I'm exactly like that.
我不会再这样做，我也是，那是也是这样子的。
Let me find out who this child is. Maybe there's a call of God upon his life.
那我们看看这个是谁在那边画画，可能是上帝在那边呼召他以后做牧师的。
No, growing up, although I grew up in a Christian family, I'm a very angry child.
所以，虽然牧师在基督教家庭当中长大，但是他是非常很容易生气的小孩。
I don't know why I'm angry.
他不知道为什么他很容易生气。
Sometimes I'm angry that I'm angry.
有时候他就生气，因为他生气，他就生气了。
我是为了生气而生气。
哦，是为了生气而生气。
I can't control myself.
有时候牧师就控制不了自己。
You know when I'm talking about this, I feel a bit embarrassed. You know.
那讲这些，牧师觉得有些不好意思。
But I give glory to Jesus.
但要给荣耀给耶稣。
Because although I grew up in a Christian family,
虽然我在基督徒的家庭当中长大，
is when I truly surrender my life to Jesus.
但是我真正的把生命奉献给基督的时候，
God starts to transform me from the inside out.
上帝开我在我的内开始在我的内心当中做转变的工作。
I can assure you.
我可以向大家保证
I no longer draw on church wall.
我就不再在教会的墙上画画了。
But I painted the church wall.
但是牧师就在那边去给教会的墙去油刷刷墙。
I can assure you I no longer throw darts on the church wall.
我就给大家然后确定的我就不再把那个箭头那个扔在那个教会的墙上。
But I can tell you that I constantly throw encouragement to all my brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是我继续的把向我所有的弟兄姐妹，向他们抛弃鼓励的话语。
I can tell that I'm no longer that easily angered.
我就告诉大家，我就不那么容易的生气了。
But I'm easily inspired and encouraged by the love of Jesus.
但是我很容易被上帝的爱、耶稣的爱所鼓励。
You see the power of transformation.
你看那个上帝改变的能力
is a divine act.
是从天上来的。
No amount of counseling will help.
并不是我们接受了什么样的辅导能够得到的。
You know the world today.
你们知道现在这个当今的世界。
We often use our human power and our human wisdom.
我们经常用我们人的智慧、人的能力。
Where has it led us so far?
他就把我们带到今天这个样子。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to transform.
只有耶稣基督的福音才有这个能力。
And the third thing about the gospel is the wisdom of God.
那第三件福音的钥匙就是神的智慧。
The wisdom of God.
神的智慧。
And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
那我们读到哥林多前书的第一章第二十节。
It says, Where is the wise person?Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of the age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
说这个世代所谓的智者、学者、寻辩家在哪里？上帝岂不是把这世上的智慧都变成愚昧了吗？
Let me help you modernize this scripture for you.
让我把大家用现代的语言来给大家分享。
Where is the wise person?
哪里是最聪明的人在哪里？
Where is the social media influencers?
哪里是社交媒体的影响力在哪里呢？
Who are the wise among you?
在你们当中谁是最聪明的？
When we talk about the wisdom of this world,
当我们谈到这个世界上的智慧，
Until today we are not able to solve the world's problem.
在现在直到今天我们都没办法解决这个世界上的问题。
Rely on human power.
我们依靠人的能力。
We hope that the politicians can help us solve problems.
我们 盼望那些政治家能够解决问题。
Maybe the military power can help us solve the problem.
可能军事力量可以解决问题。
Has it?
是吗？
We rely on human wisdom.
我们依靠人的智慧。
We rely on the philosophies of the world.
我们依靠这个世界上的学说。
We think that by just accumulating more and more knowledge, we are able to solve the world's problem.
我们就想，我们积累越多越多的知识的时候，我们就可以解决这世界上的问题。
Has it?
是这样子的吗？
And the Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom.
那圣经里面说，耶稣就是智慧。
It says that we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called.Both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
在圣经里面说，当我们传讲被钉十字架的基督，这对犹太人来说就是绊脚石，对外族人来说是愚昧的。但对于蒙召的人，无论是犹太人还是希腊人，基督是上帝的能力，上帝的智慧。
You know, today, whether you are believers or not, we all will agree on one thing.
那今天不管你是信主的还是不信主的，我们都同意一件事情。
We all agree that our world has a problem.
我们都知道这个世界上是有问题的。
That our world has a big problem.
那我们有很大的问题。
We try to figure out how to fix this problem.
我们想着怎样解决这些问题。
Now we think of our next generation.
我们在想我们的下一代。
The modern educators will tell you.
那现代的教育家会告诉你。
We must give them a lot of positive affirmation.
我们要给他们很多的积极的向上的鼓励的话语。
We can only say positive words to them.
我们可以只能够给他们讲鼓励的向上的赞美的话。
Let me ask you this question.
那我问你，
Has it worked?
这些有效吗？
We all agree.
我们都同意。
That a lot of us we suffer from guilt.
我们很多时候是开始是有内心的负疚感。
How do we resolve this issue?
我们能够怎样解决我们的负疚感呢？
The worldly way will tell you this.
那世界上总是这样说。
Don't worry about it.
不要没关系，不要紧。
You deserve a better life.
你应该值得更好的生活。
Or maybe there's something in the childhood you should look into.
可能是你小孩子的时候你受到伤害的。
You see, only the Bible tells us that the fundamental issue is this.
那只有圣经里面告诉我们最基本的原因是在这里。
The world's problem, fundamental issue is the problem of sin. It's the problem of sin.
Sin.
Oh, 罪。
这个世界上所有的最大的问题是在罪。
在最大和最基本、最根本的问题是罪。
那 biggestFundamental problem is sin.
But in the wisdom of God,
但是在上帝的智慧当中呢？
How do we resolve this issue?
我们怎么样解决这个问题？
The world will try to manage it.
那这个世界想着去怎样的管理这个罪？
The world will think how to counsel it.
那这个世界上想怎样的去指导、去辅导这个事情
？How to educate this？
怎样去教育人家
？How to put law around it？
怎样制定法律在这个周围
？But the Bible tells us that it can never be fixed。
但圣经告诉我们，罪这个问题从来没办法解决的。
But the Gospel of Jesus Christ says this。
但圣经耶稣的福音是这样说的
：That Jesus came，
耶稣来了
，He has conquered sin and death。
耶稣战胜了罪和死亡。
For those who are in Christ,
对那些在主耶稣基督里面的。
For those who believe in Christ,
对那些相信耶稣的。
You now have the power to say no to sin.
你现在有这个能力对罪说不。
My good brothers and sisters in Christ,
我的好弟兄好姐妹呀。
That's the reason why,
这就是为什么。
I'm willing to give up my entire life to preach this good news.
为什么我要把我整个生命奉献来传扬基督的福音
Because there is no greater cause in life
因为没有在更大的在生命当中更多的事情更大的事情
To proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ
去宣告耶稣的福音
Because only Jesus Christ
因为只有主耶稣基督
Resolve the problem of sin
才能够解决罪的问题。
Only the crucified Christ on the cross，
只有在被钉在十字架上的耶稣
，the Holy God，
那圣洁的神
，the loving God，
那慈爱的神
，can solve the problem of sin，
能够解决罪的问题。
And for those of us who know Jesus，
对那些知道耶稣的人来说
，that is why we can experience freedom in Christ。
这就是为什么我们可以享受在基督耶稣里面的自由。
That is the reason why I am no longer that easily angered。
所以这就是为什么牧师不再那么容易生气的。
I still get angry。
那牧师还是会生气的。
But not that easily。
但不是那么容易的生气。
We give glory to Jesus。
我们把荣耀归给耶稣。
The second thing I will talk to you today is the purpose of outreach is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus。
那第二点我要跟大家分享的就是传福音的目的。是什么？就是、
Now that we have experienced the love, the power, and the wisdom of God,
现在我们经历了上帝的爱、上帝的能力、上帝的福音在我们生命当中。
We read in Matthew 28, the Great Commission is that we have to fulfill the Great Commission of Jesus.
那马太福音二十八章里面有一个耶稣基督的大使命，我们要完成耶稣基督的使命。
As of this morning, 8:30,
到今天早上这八点半的时候。
We have around 8.189 billion people.
我们今天将近81亿9千万人，将近82亿人在这个世界人口吧。
Now, for Christians, we have around 2.6 billion people.
那基督徒可能有26亿的基督徒。
So around 31-32%.
所以可能有31-32%百分之是基督徒。
The question then is how then do we reach out to the rest?
那问题是我们怎样去宣告把神的福音宣告给其他的人
When I was in South Korea attending the Lausanne Conference
当牧师在南韩去参加洛桑会议的时候
Pastor Rick Warren was talking about finishing the task by 2033
Rick Warren 这个牧师就想说在2033年要完成一些任务
There are four goals that he encouraged the church the global church to set together
他们就整个这个洛桑会就整个世界的基督教会呢就联合在一起制定了四个目标
I'm not sure whether we can achieve this goal
就牧师就不大确定我们是不是能够达成这个目标
But one thing I know for sure
但有一件事情我们确实的是需要知道的
It would take every single believer
它是需要我们每一个信主的人
Every church
每一间教会
Every denomination
每一个宗派
To work together to achieve this task,
就一起的工作，能够去达到这个目标，这个任务。
The Great Commission is to go and make disciples of all nations.
大使命是说你要去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给他们实习。
And to teach them to observe everything that Christ has taught.
去教导他们去遵守耶稣所教导的所有的一切的命令。
Now on the 8th of December, we're going to have a baptism.
就在12月8号的时候，我们教会有一个水洗的敬礼仪式。
I heard from my good brother Daniel yesterday.
我昨天从丹尼尔弟兄那边听到这个好消息。
So yesterday youth, we have around 10 youth that put up their hands for baptism.
昨天有少年组，他将近有十个的小孩说我要接受水洗。
We praise God for that.
我们赞美主。
So the first goal.
所以第一个目标。
We want every person on earth to have access to the gospel translated into their heart language.
我们是希望在地球上的每个人都能够得到一个圣经，都能够用他们的母语能够读得懂的圣经。
Now understand that in the world right now, there are around 1 billion adults that they still could not read and write.
我们知道在这个世界上，可能将近有10亿的人还不会读或者写他们看的话语。
Now right now we Give thanks to God with the power of AI. Now, right now, over 95% of the world's population has access to the Bible in their native language.
So we know that now, there are over 95% of the world's population can read the Bible in their native language.
Having access does not mean they actually access it.
虽然有这个资料在那边，但并不意味着他们能够得到这些资料。
Later, I explain why.
就等一下牧师要跟大家分享为什么。
Now the second goal,
那第二个目标
is that we want to equip every believer to share their faith personally.
我们要希望能够装备每一位的信徒，使他们能够分享自己的福音，自己的信仰。
Now I've shared this before.
这个事情大家分享过以前的。
It's a reminder for us all.
再次的提醒我们每个人。
The research has shown that Christians under the age of 30 are less likely to participate in gospel proclamation.
研究上表明，年轻的一代就是三十岁以下的基督徒，很少去故意的去传扬福音。
I'm not sure about other churches.
我不知道其他的教会是什么样子。
But I pray that this church we're going to reverse the trend.
但我们祷告，我们这个教会是改变这个相反的这个趋势。
And that we are to be bold in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus.
我们需要很勇敢的、很有勇气的去传扬耶稣的福音。
Currently in university, we have a Christian club.
现在我们在那个大学里面，我们有基督教的俱乐部、学生俱乐部。
Led by Comfort.
就有个弟兄在这边带领这个叫姐妹 Comfort 姐妹。有个姐妹
Comfort, you have to stand up so that people can see you. I know you're a bit shy.
这位姐妹在大学里面在带领基督教的俱乐部。
Please take a seat. Right next to our church is Northside High School.
在我们的教会的旁边是Northside的精英中学。
We have a group of young leaders leading the Christian club there.
我们有一些小孩子，
不是小孩子，少年人。
少年啊， yeah. 少年的领袖在那边带领。
So for those who are involved,
俱乐部
current and past.On the Northside Christian Club, can you please stand up?
就以前、过去、现在，以前在那个俱乐部当中带领的，能够站起来这些年轻的，在那个精英中学那边带领这个小孩子的。
Please take a seat. There is a reason why our church is planted here.
就是为什么我们教会在这里建立在这里。
And both the uni and the high school, we have leaders in there from our church.
所以。大学的、中学的都有些领袖在我们的教会当中。
As a church,
作为一个教会
，I want to tell you this.
我要告诉大家
，I'm committed to everyone. I love everyone.
我对大家委身，我爱每个人。
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以告诉这个
，My heart,
我的心
is leaning towards the next generation more.
我的心是趋向于下一代的。
Now that is not to say I do not love the older generation.
那并不是说对原来的那一代、老一代的不关心他们。
But it's that we will say to the older generation, come alongside the younger generation.
对我们来说，我们就带领所有的老一代的一起来关注下一代、年轻的一代，一起做这工作。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告
，mentor them.
指导他们
，coach them.
教导他们
，love them，
爱他们
，why？
为什么呢
？They are not just the future leaders of the church.
他们不仅仅是教会的将来的领袖
，they are the current leaders of the church.
他们现在也是教会的领袖。
Amen.
Amen.
The third goal.
第三个目标。
We want every existing church to sponsor and plant a daughter church where there is no church.
我们希望每一个教会的现有的教会能够在没有教会的地方支坛建立新的建立教会。
I want to show you some statistics.
我们要跟大家分享一些数据。
This statistic is taken from JoshuaProject.net.
这个是从约书亚这个网络上拿到的。
It says that 87% of all Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists have limited, if any, contact with a Christian.
是87%的。印度教徒、穆斯林和佛教徒几乎没完成接触过基督徒。
And not only that, there are possibly over 3,000 ethnic people groups. They are not only unreached, but also completely unengaged.
所以说有可能有超过3000个种族个体的民，他们就完全没有接触过福音的。
There is a very specific definition for those who are unreached and those who are unengaged.
所以有个特别的定义，说那些还没有接触过福音，或者是没有机会接触到福音的。
The very meaning of unengaged，
那非常的就是没有接触、没机会接触到福音的，这是非常的有限制的。
Meaning to say that in that people group，
就是意思说在这一群个一整群的种族里面呢
，there's no church，
在那个群体当中没有教会。
There is no one in the people group who is proclaiming the good news of Jesus.
就在这个群体当中，没有一个人在那边传扬福音。
Church,
教会。
I want to give you this commitment.
我们要做这个委身。
That as a church,
作为一个教会
，we are committed to reach the unreached group and the unengaged.
我们要委身去给那些还没接触过福音、还没接触过福音这个群体、这个种族的人。
We may be small,
我们可能这个教会很小
but by the grace of God,
但靠着上帝的恩典
we do the work of God.
我们需要做神的工作
we shall fulfill the great commission of Jesus.
我们要完成耶稣基督的大使命
but this cannot be done by one individual.
这个是工作不是一个人个人可以做的
but it can be done by a church.
但是因为教会整体的会员们兄弟姐妹一起做的
Not only by one church
那不仅仅是一个教会
But by the global church
而是整个全球性的教会一起做
Now to think that after 2,000 years
我们再想想2000年这个时间
With the advancement of technology
因为这个现代的技术开始进步
There are still at least 3,000 ethnic people groups that are still not reached and not engaged
所以至少有3000个种族或者群体，他们还没被福音所接触到，或者有机会接触到福音。
Now, one of the reasons why is also because those people groups, some of them, they do not have the technology. They may not even have internet access.
所以，为什么这些原因？可能有些种族、一些群体当中，可能他没有这个机会，没有这个技术在他们群体当中。
But even those that have access,
但即使那些有接触到这些技术的这些群体呢
，they do not have friends.Or people who pray for them and share the goodness of Jesus to them.
他们没有朋友或者所接触到的人为他们祷告，给他们传扬耶稣的福音。
For us, our hope is that by 2033,
对我们来说，我们希望在2033年
，the global church will fulfill this task.
那个全球性的教会可以完成这个任务。
The last goal.
那最后一点，这个目标。
He said we want to have every person on planet Earth who doesn't know Jesus yet.Pray for by someone who does know Jesus.
就是我们希望这个地球上的在每一个人还没认识耶稣基督的人都能够被那些认识耶稣的人有个人为他们带祷。
The reason why you are seated here today,
你今天为什么可以坐在这个地方
？Is because someone prayed for you.
因为有些人为你祷告。
Is because someone shared the good news of Jesus to you.
因为有些人给你分享耶稣基督的福音。
Is because someone come alongside you to say, you know what, this is what it's like to follow Jesus.
因为有些人站在你旁边说，来跟我们一起来一起跟随耶稣。
Do you know that you are so blessed?
你知道你是非常受祝福的吗
？You are so favored.
你是非常被上帝所宠爱的。
But let us not keep this blessing for ourselves.
那我们不要把这个祝福藏在我们自己生命当中。
Let us share the love of Jesus.
那我们把上帝的爱、耶稣的爱分享给众人。
You might be thinking, what shall I do then?
你可能在想，那我现在要准备做些什么呢
？There are few things you can do.
那你可以做一些事情。
The first one.
第一点
is to pray.
祷告。
Pray for the people that you know who are not saved yet.
为那些你所知道的那些还没有信主的那些还没被拯救的人祷告
It could be your family members
可能是你的家庭成员
It could be your friends
可能是你的朋友
But whoever the Lord has put in your heart
但只要是上帝把这些人放在你的心里头
I want to encourage you to write it down
我要鼓励你把这些人的名字写下来
I've shared many times about my testimony how I reach out to my in-laws
那牧师很多次跟大家分享他怎样去为他的岳父传福音
岳父岳母
岳父岳母传福音
My wife and I we pray for them for years
牧师跟他的师母为岳父岳母祷告了很多年
Yes
很多年在为他们祷告
5 years 10 years 15 years
5年10年15年过去了
20 years
20年
But by the grace of God
把上帝的恩典
There's once my mother-in-law came and visit Melbourne.
有一次牧师的岳父岳母从马来西亚来墨尔本来旅游。
They stayed in my house.
他们住在牧师的家里。
We get to share the gospel of Jesus to my mother-in-law.
牧师就给岳父分享福音上
岳母
岳母岳母分享福音、
It's not just me, there are other people too.
那还有其他的人在一起分享。
But I had the privilege to lead her to know the Lord.
所以牧师有这个荣幸带领岳父岳母做爵士的祷告。
Cut a long story short.
把故事简短一点讲。
I also had the privilege to lead my father-in-law to know the Lord.
牧师也有这个荣幸带领岳父做爵士的祷告。
The Bible promises us
圣经里面有这种应许
that our household shall be saved.
我们一个人得救，全家都会得救。
So pray for those who do not know the Lord.
所以为那些还没信主的人祷告。
Because the greatest love that you can give to someone
因为你最大的爱，最大的礼物能够给你所爱的人的话
is to introduce the love of Jesus to them.
是把耶稣基督的爱介绍给他们，分享给他们。
Because the love of Jesus is greater than any love in this world.
因为耶稣基督的爱超过这个世界上所有的一切，是最大的爱。
So would you pray for those who do not know the Lord?
所以你会为那些还没知道的人，还没信主的人祷告吗？
Now secondly,
第二点，
we have to prepare.
我们需要预备好。
Jesus often say, "Watch and pray."
耶稣经常说，警醒祷告。
Watch and pray.
警醒祷告。
How do we prepare ourselves?
我们怎样准备好我们自己呢？
First thing,
第一件事情，
at least write down your testimony.
至少你写下你的见证。
Now what is testimony?
那见证是什么呢？
Very easy.
很简单的。
You just have to answer this question.
你只要回答这个问题。
What have the Lord done for me?
耶稣主为我做了什么
That's your testimony.
这就是见证
That's it, prepare them.
这就是要准备好
Your testimony can be fresh.
你的见证可以是非常新鲜的非常及时的
It doesn't just have to be how you become a Christian.
那不仅仅只是说哦我怎样变成基督徒成为基督徒
But how do you experience and enjoy the love and the grace and the fellowship of God?
但是而是你怎样的去享受耶稣的团契交流喜乐平安各个方面的祝福
How God help you through your suffering?
上帝怎样帮助你经历过你的苦难
Then how the Lord pick you up from the valley low?
上帝怎样把你从灰尘当中从地底下把你扶起来
Nobody can takeThe testimony from you.
没有一个人可以把你的见证拿走的。
Nobody can also challenge your testimony.
没有一个人可以挑战你的见证。
Why?
为什么呢
It's a story.
因为你自己的亲身经历。
So we prepare for that.
所以我们为这些做准备。
The third.
第三点。
We proclaim.
我们宣扬。
We proclaim with all our hearts.
我们宣扬耶稣的福音。
With all our might.
用我们的所有的能力跟勇气。
Because Christ has conquered sin and death.
因为耶稣已经战胜了罪和死亡。
Jesus Christ is victorious.
耶稣是胜利者。
And today,
的今天
we are called to be his evangelist.
我们该呼召成为他宣扬他福音的使者。
So as a church,
像做一个教会
so let's finish the task together.
让我们一起完成这个任务。
Let us fulfill the great commission of Christ together.
让我们一起完成耶稣基督的大使命。
Let us proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ together.
让我们一起宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Amen.
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 Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督
we thank you that you came to seek and save the lost.
我们谢谢你来寻找来迷失的人。
We thank you that you love us.
我们谢谢你爱我们。
We thank you that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that has the power to transform us.
我们谢谢你主耶稣基督的福音有这个能力来改变。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你主耶稣。
Even right here, right now.
即使现在在这个时间在这个时刻。
You're calling your people.
你呼召你的子民
You're calling your people
你呼召我
I just wonder whether in the midst of
我在想我们在我们中间 是否有谁。
Is there anyone who do not know the Lord and you say, today is a day I want to give my life to Jesus?
你是说如果你还没信主呢，你说今天我要把我的生命献给主耶稣。
Jesus is calling you today.
今天耶稣在呼召你。
The Bible says, come and taste that the Lord is good.
圣经里面说来尝尝主恩的滋味。
If you have never made that decision,
如果你从来没有做过这个决定，
you know, someone has shared the gospel with you before.
你知道有其他人以前给你传过福音，
But you have never taken the step.
那从来你没有向前迈向一步。
But today Jesus is calling you again.
那今天耶稣再次的呼召你。
He's saying, "My precious child."
他说，我亲爱的孩子。
Would you come and follow me?
你来跟随我。
Would you come and give your life to Jesus?
你要来把你的生命奉献给耶稣吗？
If that is you today,
如果今天这个人是你的话，
can I ask you to just gently put up your hand?
我可以请你举起手来。
Is there anyone?
这里有任何可能要接受耶稣的？
Thank you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
Anyone else?
还有谁？
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主耶稣。
Another thing I want to ask you is this.
那另一个事情我要跟大家讲的，请大家注意的是
，We're talking about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus.
我们讲宣扬耶稣的福音。
Now, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus can be done either by words or by our life.
那宣扬耶稣的福音可能用我们的话语，也是用我们的生命。
Today, I want to challenge you.
今天我要向你挑战。
I want to call upon you.
我要向你提出挑战。
To proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever you go.
即无论你去到什么地方，都向人传扬耶稣的福音。
If today you want to accept the challenge,
如果今天你要接受这个挑战，
you want to obey the last commission, the great commission of Jesus.
你要顺服耶稣最后的使命。
To say, go and make disciples of all nations.
那说耶稣说。去传扬福音给使万民做耶稣的门徒。
I want you to think very seriously.
我要你很认真的思考。
Because we are coming before the great and almighty God.
我们也是因为我们是来到一个全能的、满有权柄的上帝的面前。
And then when we say something to Him, we got to be serious.
所以我们对他说些什么、许些什么愿，我们要很认真的、很严肃的来对待。
But at the same time, God will give you the grace to fulfill the Great Commission.
但是同时的，上帝也给你恩典，给你能力去完成耶稣的给你的使命。
So if today,
所以今天
，if you want to proclaim the good news of Jesus,
如果你要宣扬耶稣的福音
，I want you to stand up.
我要你站起来
，stand before the Lord.
要你站在上帝的面前。
Is there anyone here today?
那今天有谁要传扬耶稣的福音吗
？To go and make disciples.
要去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Anyone?
任何人。
Stand in the presence of God.
我们站在上帝的面前。
Stand in the presence of God.
站在上帝的面前。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Anymore?
还有谁要传扬耶稣的福音
？Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Take a bit more time.
让些时间再思考。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。